This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. 350 journalists and others at the Los Angeles Times are voting currently on whether to join a union for the first time in 136-year history of the paper. Citigroup, the bank, has been rebuked by the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency for not having fully complied with curbs designed to prevent money laundering. Center for American Progress has calculated that on average 122 people per day have been losing their permits under the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, which allows them to work legally in the U.S. Of the 1,900 DACA applications delayed by the mail, no effort is being made by the government to expedite processing. The DOT says that on average 22 of every 10,000 flights are diverted to other airports or returned to home base. At Trump's insistence, the FBI has renewed its investigation of whether the Clinton Foundation accepted donations as a quid pro quo for other actions. With a change in requirement in Oregon blocking self-service pumps in 2018, only New Jersey blocks self-service gas stations. Big tech, including Facebook and Google and their association, trade association, announced that they plan to join and help finance the legal challenge against the FCC's declaration that it is ending net neutrality. They will be joining Free Press and Public Knowledge, some of the nonprofits previously declared in opposition. Payday lender and Kansas City businessman Scott Tucker was sentenced by a federal judge to 16 years and 8 months in jail for racketeering through his payday lending empire. Pre-sentencing filings indicated he'd taken in $3.4 billion in short-term loan payments from 4.5 million customers, including $1 billion in improper interest rates. According to a 2017 Gallup poll, Americans deplore adultery, which is still illegal in some two dozen states, and is moral turpitude, can justify denial of citizenship at a much higher rate than they do abortion, animal testing, and euthanasia. The Cuban Revolution was effectively planned in a prison where Fidel Castro and some of his followers were serving sentences in the 1950s. The dictator Fulgencio Batista made the mistake of putting all of the conspirators together in the hospital wing. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.